Today, I clearly talk about types of BL in international logistics. BL is an important document in international logistics, and an importer must obtain BL for picking up a cargo. Then BL is exchanged for DO. The importer picks up the cargo with the DO. Note that BL is not the only requirement to pick up a cargo. BL has to be exchanged to DO for picking up a cargo. Type of BL. Now, let's look at types of BL. The main three types are as follows. Original BL. Surrendered BL. Seaway BL. Let's take a look at it one by one. First, original BL. Original BL is issued in three copies. It comes in a set of three. You may have the three copies in two deliveries to avoid loss risk as a business custom. Original BL, as the name implies, is original. An importer must have original document, not a copy to pick up a cargo. Let's take a look at original BL flow. 1. When a vessel leaves a port, original BL is issued. 2. Original BL is sent to the shipper by the export side forwarder. 3. The shipper sends the original documents of BL to the consignee by courier such as DHL or FedEx. 4. Once the vessel arrives at a port, the import side forwarder issues DO. 5. Getting original BL, the consignee exchanges it for DO. Next, surrendered BL. Surrendered BL is also commercially referred to as surrender. Surrendered BL is featured, as speed and copy is acceptable. First of all, what does surrender mean? Surrender means collecting BL by an original land, which means collecting BL at exporting side. Once it is surrendered, original document of BL is not required. The importer can get DO by getting a BL copy instead of original. Why is surrender BL for? Nowadays, due to high speed of a vessel, it may arrive at a port before original BL is issued and reaches an importer. Especially marine transport take only 3 or 4 days to get to near countries' ports. An importer cannot quickly pick up cargo without original BL. Surrender BL flow. 1. When a vessel leaves the port, BL is issued by the export side forwarder. 2. The shipper requests to surrender BL. 3. The shipper sends the copy of surrender BL to consignee by email. 4. Once the vessel arrives at the port, DO is issued by the import side forwarder. 5. The consignee can exchange the BL copy for DO. This allows for speedy trade transactions. It also reduces the risk of losing BL. About Seaway BL. Finally, Seaway BL. Seaway BL is a bit different from BL and it is not a security. This will be explained at another time, but Waybill is not used for any trade using LC. Once Waybill is issued and the importer is identical to the consignee in the document, consignee can easy to pick up the cargo. In addition, there is no courier delivery cost of original BL and surrender costs for surrendered BL. The Seaway-Bill flow goes like this. 1. When a vessel leaves the port, Waybill is issued, not BL. 2. Export side forwarder send Waybill copy to the shipper by email. 3. Shipper send the copy of Waybill to the consignee by email. 4. The importer can pick up DO, being proved to be the Waybill owner. In the extreme, if Waybill is issued and the importer can prove that to be its owner, the cargo can be picked up. Risk of Seaway-Bill. Anyway, quick and easy is what makes Seaway-Bill so special. However, there is also a risk associated with it. Because, once Waybill is issued, the cargo can be picked up. The exporter may have a payment collection risk. If it is original BL or surrendered BL, you can control the payment. Recommend status to use Seaway-Bill. Therefore, in order to use Seaway-Bill, the business relationship with your trading partners will be important, such as parent and subsidiaries or a long business track record. Summary. Today, I talked about types of BL. Original BL, surrendered BL, Seaway-Bill. Each of these BLs has its own characteristics. Please make sure you understand this content and try to have smooth trade deals. Thank you for listening.